2.8.
Oliver Twist is the story of a boy who was born in England in the 1830s. His mother died just after he was born, and initially he lived in a home for young orphans. Then he moved to a workhouse for adults. Oliver was teased in the workhouse for asking for more food, and the head of the workhouse, Mr. Bumble, offered to pay anyone who would take Oliver away. Luckily, Oliver didn't have to work as a chimney sweep, but instead was given a job with a local undertaker. However, one of the other workers insulted Oliver's mother, and Oliver got into a fight with him. The undertaker was furious, and so Oliver ran away. Oliver was on his way to London when he met Jack Dawkins. Jack was a young boy just like Oliver. Jack took Oliver to his boss, Fagin. Oliver didn't know it, but Fagin was a criminal who trained young orphans to steal from people for him. Fagin trained Oliver and then took him out onto the streets to pick pockets. Oliver saw some of the boys steal a handkerchief from an old man, and as soon as Oliver realised what was happening, he ran away. The old man, Mr. Brownlow, who had his handkerchief stolen, took Oliver into his home and looked after him. But then Fagin captured Oliver and took him back to work with him. Oliver escaped again and lived with a group of generous women who grew to love him. Fagin and another mysterious man, Monks, planned to capture Oliver again. As the story unfolds, we eventually learn that Monks is Oliver's half-brother, and he wanted to stop Oliver from inheriting money from his parents. Eventually, the old man, Mr. Brownlow, found Oliver and adopted him. They moved to the countryside where they lived a peaceful life together.